KN0TR.
N4ZLK. Got a couple minutes?
I'm trying not to overdrive this mic. I still haven't gotten the book out on it yet. I just got back from Ingalls and taking a package back to Staples and for return to Amazon, and decided to have a donut, a cup of coffee, and laid down the chair. But I got to remember to bring that book up from the basement and put this on half deviation, if it's got that in the menu. I don't know why this mic is so blamed hot, but Gary, he knew I was on my other rig last night down in the basement. I hope it's not overdriving now, Shane. How's your day going?
So you're holding back, and it's not overdriving. It's good now. But yeah, you got to figure out how to talk on that one versus the other one, because there is definitely a difference. The day's going well, Tom. I'm having a good day out here. Ready for Friday, like all the old working people used to say.
Keep paying Bernice and I's Social Security there, see? That's what I always tell them. Oh, I got a lot of pain up in that left breast bone. I don't know why. It wasn't, but it's there now. But maybe I rolled over and slept on it or something. I just don't know. But it's sore as a boy on. I think the my leg is not swelling as bad as it was yesterday. So maybe that's getting better where they took them veins. Where have you been today? I got online and ordered a new handrail for those last three steps down in the basement. And I got to mount that when I get it. I think I'll use toggle bolts on it, Shane, because it's a block. And, you know, those plastic anchors that they give you with that stuff, that just ain't going to cut it.
Okay. No, you're right. You want it to be good and sturdy, and you do need handrails on that those last few steps. But, Tom, you've been through something major there. I'm not surprised you're not getting sore off and on. I know you were feeling a lot better a day or two ago, but it doesn't surprise me that it kind of, you find something else that gets sore. That was a pretty major surgery.
There's rib spreaders on there, you know, and my left lung's attached to that rib cage, and I don't know. I just find it kind of funny that wasn't hurting, now it's hurting, but at least I got them staples out. And I was really surprised, because he pulled those suckers out so fast you wouldn't believe it, 24 of them. But, yeah, there's handrails going down, Shane, on the left side and on the right side for the 12 steps that go up. But the last three, it seems like they're pretty steep. And there's just a handrail on the left side, and it's just a 2x4. And this one's a pretty nice one. It's 6 foot long. Bernice wanted me to order a shorter one, but it was the same dang price. They're proud of them. It was like $80. And the 2 foot one was just as much as the three. So I thought, heck, I might as well have the three. What do you think?
Yeah, it sounds like it if it's the same price. Yeah, probably will help if you can get it in there. Can't be too careful. N4ZLK, what was I going to say? I bought a couple radios, exact same radios off of another ham. And one of them didn't have a microphone, so I ordered the replacement microphone. I don't think it wasn't original factory, but I found one that was new. I'm sure it came from China, but it's really hot too, like that. I have to hold it way down when I talk on it because it's really hot, and it's got to be something in the way they're making the microphones, I guess.
This one looks identical, but it don't say Yeshu on it. It just says MH48 little bitty letters, DTMF microphone, which I never use any of the microphone buttons anyways, and pretty much just stay on this repeater. But yeah, it's definitely a China product, without any doubt about that. But I'll look at that other one down there. The problem with the mics nowadays is they put that copper wire. I don't know if you've ever seen it or not, but it looks like a braid. And I've tried to solder that stuff before, and it's tiny anyways. But I've soldered for years and years and years. I mean, everything from integrated circuits on down, and I just can't solder that stuff. Even if you put flux on it, you know. But for $20, it ain't worth messing with. But it started peeling off down below where, you know, that piece that comes right out of the mic. They use ultrasound and seal that in there hermetically. But the cable itself, the shield around it is, or the rubber, if you will, neoprene, whatever it is, oh, probably a 1/32 of an inch thick, and eventually it'll shed, you know. And there's just not a heck of a lot you can do with it. You can't really put heat shrink on it, and you can't put it down over the top of that part that's stuck into the bottom of the microphone.
I had a problem on the other end on the RJ45 plug-in. Same microphone exactly on my 2900, and I bought another one. Well, I tried to replace the end, and I botched it. And then I bought another one, and it must have been the factory one because I paid more than $20 for it. And it worked. It worked well for a while, and then the end wore out again. And this time quicker though, and I was able to replace it this time. First time I struggled with getting all the little tiny wires where they're supposed to go, but I did do it, and then that one went out again. It, actually, the microphone, the push to talk button broke. I tried gluing it, but it didn't work. So the new Yaesu's have this. They've got a DTMF microphone, but it's a different number and it's designed a little differently. And I bought one and. I tried the one off of my newer Yaesu in it, and it worked fine. All the functions worked, same buttons and everything, and except this one has a mute button on it, which there was no mute on the radio. So I just ended up buying another one of these newer microphones, and it works on my old radio really well.
Years ago, Dave, W4DGW, was talking about microphones. Him and I were discussing them on our old ICOM 208s. We've used it for years, and I found them online, probably Amazon. And it was $15 a piece. So I just ordered him one too and gave it to him. And he's still using it as far as I know. And I'm still using mine. But there is in the menu on some of these, and I think the issue in particular, it could be the ICOM. It's called half deviation. Now, in the old days, the CBers called it modulation, but correctly, it's deviation on FM. And if you can find that, you can set your radio to half deviation, and then it won't be so strong, Shane. I didn't know if you was aware of that or not, but I'm going through the book and bringing it up, and I forgot about it because I haven't been on this radio a whole lot. But it's sure a pleasure. I really appreciate you talking to me, and it's a nice little radio. I bought it from N4IQ's brother, and I think it's a 78 or 7900 Yaesu. And I bought it because the ones in my car are exactly the same radio. So if it ever shoots craps, Well, I can just swap it out real easily because it's remotable. The transmitter is actually in the trunk, and the power head, you know, with the LCD is on Velcro up in the front of the car, which a lot of these newer cars are a booger to find anywhere for them. This is N0TR.
Do they understand it's hard to put a radio in some of these vehicles? And that's a good idea to have a similar radio. I like having radios that are very similar that will interchange. But Tom, I heard him shut the door on this other trailer, and I backed into the dock, and I got to unhook and move to the other one, so, and then get going so I can get to my next pickup. Pleasure talking to you today, and I'm sorry you're not feeling as well as you were. You do sound, you don't quite sound as chipper as you did a couple days ago, or yesterday when it was, but you'll get there. Make sure you rest good. Don't let Bernice run you too hard. We'll talk to you later, and hello to Bernice. N0TR, M4ZLK.
Okay, Shane. You know, you're glad hands in a row after dragging the trailer. 73, Shane. Nice talking to you. N4ZLK, N0TR, Cliff.